It's time to go into the music. I'm Al Neff, your host and companion for this two-minute trip through the crossroads of music evolution. In this discumentary episode, we'll focus on Prince's Purple Rain, an iconic soundtrack that sent musical shockwaves into the world of 80s R&B and rock, with its epicenter right here in Minnesota. The ties between Prince and First Avenue in downtown Minneapolis are inextricable, so much so that Prince recorded several of the core tracks from this album live at the now historic venue in August of 83, including the album's title track. Prince wrote every song on the record, with the exception of shared writing credit on Computer Blue. It's worth mentioning that Purple Rain also marked Prince's first album to officially credit and feature The Revolution as his backing band. Drum machines and synth collide with live instrumentation, resulting in an incredibly funky and unique blend of R&B, rock, pop, and at times even experimental psychedelia. The visual side of Purple Rain was Prince's acting debut, where he plays the Kid, a character loosely based on himself. First Avenue was booked out for several weeks to accommodate the filming. There's no shortage of Minnesota references in Purple Rain, perhaps most memorably, the Kid's request for his girlfriend to purify herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. The album's hot and heavy sexual overtones raise more than a few eyebrows. If you were there, you remember that Purple Rain was released just prior to the formation of the Parents Music Resource Center, an organization that set out to establish a music rating system, eventually creating the Parental Advisory sticker. The song, Darling Nikki, landed right on the PMRC's Filthy 15 list. The lights went out, Nikki started to grind. Today, this is an undeniably classic album. Purple Rain is the third highest-selling soundtrack of all time. It went 13 times platinum and can no doubt be credited for the conception of countless children. In 2012, the Library of Congress added the album to their National Recording Registry list of audio recordings deemed culturally, historically, and aesthetically important. We're here to celebrate this thing called life. I'm Al Neff. Thanks for 2 minutes of your time and attention to get into the music.
Into the Music traces the sonic roadmap of the most important artists in the evolution of popular music and is a short detour on the scenic route that is the full-length version of the program. Join us on our audio road trip by liking Into the Music on Facebook. Into the Music is a Highway 61 production. This program is funded in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Legacy Grant.